Good morning and welcome to www.goforgold.lk with me, Brian Thomas, and my co-host, Luckett Peeris, as we present Inside Edge for your information. Going straight down to Old Trafford, it's going to be an interesting fifth and final day of the test match between India and England, which unfortunately could not end yesterday due to Mother Nature's wrath in the third and the final session. Let's revisit the scores. India 224 runs in their first innings, England 247, thereby they got a lead of 23 runs. And India in their second essay did well to make 396 by setting the Englishman a target of 374. So lots of rain in the third session, like I made mention, in fact, has brought the game on to day five. England at close of play, 339 for the loss of 6 wickets, still needing 35 runs with Jamie Smith and Overton at the wickets. Duckett made 54, Joe Root made his 39th test century, 105, and Harry Brook a brilliant 111. From a bowling perspective, it was Prasad Krishna 3 for 103 and Mohammad Siraj 2 for 95. The big question is how much the Indians would have missed the services of Jasprit Bumrah. Exciting day five. We hope to see a big crowd at Old Trafford today. Right, getting quickly on to rugby. Unfortunately, St. Joseph's could not win the plate championship in their outing yesterday against DS Senanayake. Sadly, they were beaten by 37 points to 36 in a very tight game. So the play championship will be decided in the last week of the league, in which Kingswood, DS Senanayake and St. Joseph's are in the hunt. More of that during the course of the week. Trinity College, as you know, have been crowned as champions of the league season for a fantastic display. 8 games they won on the trot, and they'll be playing St. Peter's. And the latest news I have, though, is that this game will be worked out on Sunday because of the Perahara Festival coming up in Kandy. Thank you for being in our company, and we leave you with a song for your listening pleasure.